our Bible study. We can turn to Proverbs 1. So we started study of wisdom in Proverbs, and I don't remember, I don't think I gave you the lesson titles of the first two. So if you're interested in that, the first lesson was titled Orientation. The second lesson was titled Get Wisdom. And this is the third lesson tonight, and it is titled Don't Be a Fool. Okay, so we're going to start out just a brief review. Wisdom, this was the definition that I gave at the end of the lesson last time, sort of putting all those things together and just putting this in my own words. Wisdom refers to developing capacity and skill for righteous living through the receiving of instruction and correction and learning from experience. And we've looked at Proverbs 1, verses 1 to 7, and the different words used for wisdom there, and how that wisdom is the ability or the skill to know in verse 2, to learn in verses 2 to 4, and to understand in verse number 6. We also noted last time how that wisdom comes from God, and it's not native to us, it's not natural to us, and that we must seek it. So we looked at passages like chapter 2, verses 1 to 5 about that. And we also talked about how that we learn wisdom in various ways. It comes to us in different forms. So wisdom comes through instruction, wisdom comes through correction, and wisdom comes through observation. So just want to mention a little about these, that we have to realize that when we say observation, we talked about how at one point in the book, Solomon tells you, to observe the ants and learn from them. We mentioned some of the animal world that were mentioned later and learn from them. Also, the observation of seeing someone be foolish and the consequences that comes to them. If we're wise, we'll learn from that and not have to repeat that ourselves. But when we're talking about wisdom from observation, we do want to give a caution, two cautions about wisdom by observation. The first one is that the wisdom that we gain from observation is limited. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12, there's a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. And so we do have to be very careful about that, because we do have a natural tendency in us toward folly. We're born with it, and this is what we're going to talk about tonight. But it's so... wisdom by observation is limited. In other words, what we learn from observation should never be controlling. It should never be what we would think of as the final word. And then the second caution about wisdom by observation is coming to false conclusions. And so there's an example of this. This is actually outside of Proverbs, but it's a good example of this in the book of Ezekiel in chapter 12, verses 21 to 23, it says, "And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, what is that proverb that you have in the land of Israel, saying, The days are prolonged, and every vision faileth? Tell them therefore, thus saith the Lord God, I will make this proverb to cease, and they shall no more use it as a proverb in Israel, but say unto them, The days are at hand, and the effect of every vision." So here God is speaking to Ezekiel, and he's giving him a word to go and to deliver to the people of Israel. And he mentions a proverb that had developed in the land of Israel. The days are prolonged and every vision faileth. In other words, it had become a proverb in Israel from observation that caused them to conclude that the prophesied judgments would not come. The days are prolonged and the vision faileth. In other words, we've been hearing this for years. We've been hearing this for a long time. We've been hearing these warnings and these warnings of judgment, and there is no judgment. It's not going to come. So there, a proverb had actually developed among the people of Israel over that. And basically what God says is that they had not waited long enough. They had come to a false conclusion from their observations because things have gone on for so long. We've heard these warnings for so long, and it hasn't happened yet. Then apparently it's not going to happen. And so God is giving this word through Ezekiel to correct them. So I know that's outside of Proverbs, but it's just an example of how that we can come to false conclusions with our observations. So again, our observations are never, they're never going to be supreme. They're never going to rule over all. And then mostly we get wisdom in the forms of instruction and correction. And so this can come from wise parents, wise sages, wisdom teachers, from wise people, you know, in our family or whatever that we come in contact with. But ultimately, it comes from the Word of God. And we learn wisdom by understanding Proverbs. And that's what Proverbs 1:6 told us. So wisdom is presented in Proverbs through a number of different but related terms. And that's what we spent the time on last time. And being wise or wisdom of itself is oftentimes paired in Proverbs with terms like righteous or just, things that mean good and upright and understanding. And similarly, Proverbs presents folly to us through a number of different terms that are related, and fools are contrasted with the wise. And so fools or folly is oftentimes paired with terms that mean things like wicked, wickedness, bad, crooked, perverse, froward, those sort of things. So in this study tonight, we want to see what Proverbs means by the word fool or folly and the related terms that are used with it. So it's sort of the opposite of the study of wisdom last time. So we want to start and we want to define folly. Now, Proverbs uses primarily five different terms in the book for fools or folly. And these words actually function along a spectrum that shows a progression from bad to worst. So you've got bad, you've got worse, and then you've got worst along this range of the words that are used for foolishness or folly in the book of Proverbs. And the five terms that are used can be put into three different categories. And so we want to look at Proverbs 1 and verse 22 because it uses actually a word from each of the three different categories. So Proverbs verse 22 here in chapter 1. How long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity, and the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge? So you have a term that's used out of each of these three categories for folly in this single verse. Now, fools are opposite of the wise, and oftentimes they are presented in a direct opposition or contrast with the wise. The fools are characterized as loving simplicity, delighting in scorning, and hating knowledge. That's what we see here in verse number 22. Now, Proverbs 1:7 states that fools despise knowledge. Here in verse 22, that they hate knowledge. Now, the word for despise that's used there, and I think that was a question that came up last time, the word for despise that's used there, it has a range of meaning, and it can mean to hold contempt for, or it can also mean just to disregard, to hold as insignificant. Like, this is, you know, this is not of any value. And here in verse 22, it does use the word for hate. So this also shows us that there's a range of relationship that fools have to wisdom. depending on the condition of folly that they are in, whether they think it inconsequential, whether they actually look down on it, or whether they actually hate it. And so when it comes to fools, the book tells us that we all start out as fools. So Proverbs chapter 22, verse 15, foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him. So bound in the heart of a child, in other words, we all come that way. We have foolishness within us. It is our natural bent. And we need instructed, and we need corrected, we need taught, we need led through good example, we need to learn from bad example in order to grow and to mature and to acquire wisdom. So we're all born with folly, and it is how that we respond to wisdom as we live that determines whether or not we acquire wisdom or whether or not we harden in folly so that our condition actually becomes worse. Okay, so we want to look at these three categories here for fools and folly. And we'll start with the first one, and the first category would be on the low end of the spectrum. This is where we are all born. This is where we all start out. And really, it's the mildest form of folly in the book of Proverbs. And really, all three of these categories are presented as fools in the book of Proverbs, though just not always using that word specifically. So the first level that we see here in verse 22, how long would ye simple ones? That word being simple is the first level. The word itself means to be simple or naive, to be seducible. It's a word that is used to mean being easily led, being easily deceived, or what we might even think of as gullible. So naive and gullible are two very good words to think of for this word simple and simplicity that is used here in Proverbs. And again, this is really the low end of the spectrum. It's the mildest form. And this, the simplicity or the simple is described very well in Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 15, where it says, "The simple believeth every word, but the prudent man looketh well to his going." The simple are easily misled. They receive. They just sort of lap up opinions without any real critical judgment, without any real thoughtfulness, and certainly without consideration and forethought of how that this may be. So they're easily misled. So another real great example is actually in Proverbs chapter 7, where Solomon is talking about watching out of his window and seeing a young man that is going in the street and he's presented to us as just, he's totally unwitting. And he's just going, he goes in the streets, he gets caught by this married woman and so on. But he was definitely in the wrong place, wrong time. Could have been avoided if he'd had a little sense, but he didn't. And so that was the simple. And so, of course, various lessons are drawn out of that in Proverbs 7, but that's just a good example. Now, when we look at these three categories for fools, the simple are never said to despise or to hate wisdom. That's only said of fools and scorners, the other two categories that come later. The simple are those that simply lack wisdom, and they love their simplicity. In other words, you might say that the simple don't know that they're simple, and so they don't see any value. They don't have any understanding of the worth of wisdom, and they lack it. And so the simple, though, will not remain in simplicity. And of course, that's what Proverbs presents to us. No, we don't stand still in this life. We either progress in wisdom or we decline and we progress in folly. We don't just simply stand still. We're on a one of the primary metaphors in Proverbs is the road or the way. It's usually translated way. It's a word that means road or path, and it's just a metaphor for life. And we're all on a way. We're all on a road. We're traveling, going to some destination, and we're just not stagnant. And so it is with the simple. They're born that way. They're uninformed. They're easily misled. They're easily deceived. But the problem is they will grow worse if they are not corrected. So if the simple don't receive correction and instruction, they will actually progress further in their folly. Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 18 says, "The simple inherit folly, but the prudent are crowned with knowledge." So the simple, obviously the prudent is one of the words that is used for wisdom, and the simple here is the word that we've been looking at. It says they inherit folly. In other words, that's the outcome. If the simple go on their way without being instructed and corrected, then they're just going to proceed to folly. They're going to proceed to worse and worse folly. And they may not respond well to instruction. And again, I think that has to do with their simplicity. Now, this being simple that's spoken of here in Proverbs is not about intelligence. It's not about someone's capacity for intelligence or ability to learn. That's not what it's a comment on at all. It has to do with their lack of understanding, a lack of instruction that they've received, and they just have a you might say a careless attitude toward wisdom. They love simplicity. That's what it says in verse 22. So they may not respond well to instruction, and so Proverbs tells us that oftentimes the simple might need some sort of a wake-up call. So Proverbs chapter 19 and verse 25. "Smite a scorner," which that's a worse fool than a simple one, "and the simple will beware, and reprove one that hath understanding, and he will understand knowledge." So sometimes it is the case that the simple receive a wake-up call through the smiting of a scorner. In other words, someone that is worse and more hardened in their folly than what the simple are, and they see a retribution, they see a consequence come on them, and sometimes that will wake them up. They may themselves need to experience the rod, and they may have various wake-up calls, but they may need that. They may not respond just immediately to instruction because they don't really understand or perceive the value of wisdom. Okay, so that's the first category. The second category is the fool, and most often these words are translated fool or something like that. And it actually makes up, the second category makes up the bulk of the references in Proverbs. So the fool differs from the simple in that the fool is depicted as stubborn and not easily led. So you can see there's been a progression. The simple are easily led. They're gullible, and they can be led, and they can be misled, and they can be easily deceived. So where they are is probably going to be very dependent on what the major influences are in their life. But it's not the case with the fool. Once we've progressed to this next stage of a fool is stubborn and is not easily led. And a fool loves folly, and he despises wisdom. Now, this category actually uses three different words to present the fool. And they're all closely related, but they do have some minor differences and nuance of meaning. The first word, which is the one most often used, is the word that is used here at the end of verse 22, "Fools hate knowledge." First word is kessel, and it means dull or stupid or even arrogant. And again, it's not in any way a comment about a person's intelligence. I mean, you know, very intelligent people can do very foolish things and do. So it's not about intelligence or mental capacities or abilities, but rather it's more about the attitude of the fool. Being dull, we might even say being thick-headed, something like along that line. So it has more to do with their willful attitude. They just don't have patience for instruction and correction. So we're told that this fool doesn't seek after wisdom. Proverbs 17:24, wisdom is before him that hath understanding, but the eyes of a fool are in the ends of the earth. They're not seeking after wisdom. They are more aware of wisdom than what the simple are, but they are also more actively rejecting wisdom than what the simple are. The simple are just very careless of wisdom, but the fool is despising wisdom, is more actively rejecting it. So they think that, so their eyes are in the ends of the earth. In other words, they're always looking and they're not seeking out wisdom. They're always looking and seeking out other things, their own way. So fools think that wisdom can be acquired very easily. Proverbs 17:16 says, wherefore is there a price in the hand of a fool to get wisdom, seeing he hath no heart to it? In other words, it almost seems like he's saying that fools are aware of wisdom, and if they can have it easy, if they can have it cheaper for nothing, then okay, they'll take it. But obviously, we've already seen that wisdom doesn't come that way, and Proverbs assures us that it does not come that way. It is going to come through seeking after it with some pretty serious commitment. And so why would they be trying to buy up wisdom when they don't have any heart for the pursuit of it? Fools, we are told, are also hard to correct. Proverbs 17:10, a reproof entereth into a wise man, or entereth more into a wise man than 100 stripes into a fool. So in other words, if you have someone that has wisdom and they receive a correction, they receive a reproof. So a reproof would be in some way pointing out some sort of fault or some sort of flaw, some sort of error. And a person that has wisdom hears that and he says, they gain understanding. That reproof enters into them and has an effect more than 100 stripes on a fool. In other words, being beaten with a rod. It takes a lot. Fools are hard to correct. The fools are committed to folly, and they love it. Proverbs 26:11 says, as a dog returneth to his vomit, so a fool returneth to his folly. In other words, they're not like the simple that are just sort of going along and being knocked and blown about in whatever direction that just comes. No, the fool is actively rejecting wisdom and is actively pursuing folly. And ultimately, the problem with a fool is that they have no okay, let me see. I got my notes out of order here. Okay, so the fool has no fear, and their folly is fatal if it is not corrected. So here in Proverbs chapter 1, beginning verse 29, for they that hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord, they would none of my counsel, they despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. So that is the primary word that is used for fool in this category. There are a couple of more words for fool that is used. And in fact, one of them, the one that's used the least, is the word Nabal, which is actually the name. The man was named Nabal in the Old Testament, who David protected his sheep, and he spoke harshly to David and would not give him any reward for the work that he had done for him. And of course, David was going to go kill him. And Abigail, his Nabal's wife, comes and intercepts David and actually speaks wisdom to him. But one of the things she says there in that account is that his name is Nabal, and just as his name, he is a fool, basically is what she says. And the Nabal would be the one that is unreasonable, like cannot be reasoned with. So hardened and so stubborn in his mind and his will, they're just, you can't talk any sense to someone like that. So there's these different words that are used in this category. And then we have the third category, and this is the worst. This is the worst end of the spectrum, and this is the worst of the fools, and it's the scoffer or the scorner. So the word that's used for scorner, and we see it here again in verse 22 of Proverbs 1, the scorners delight in their scorning. And the word for scorner literally means make mouths at. But what it means is to talk arrogantly. So scorners boast against wisdom. They boast of their own wisdom, and they boast in their folly, and they boast against wisdom. So scorners actively hate wisdom, and they mock it. That's what it means to scorn it. And they are fools who will not receive the instruction and the correction of wisdom, and so they end up as scorners. So you can see that progression. You have the simple that are just very careless of wisdom. They don't perceive, they don't understand the value of it. It'd be like handing a very small child a $100 bill. You know, they have no concept of what that's worth, and they might color on it or throw it in the trash or rip it up and make something else out. They have no clue, concept about what that value is that's represented in giving them that $100 bill. That's kind of the way that the simple are with wisdom. It's just like a trifling thing to them. But then you have the fools, and they're getting harder. They actually are actively rejecting wisdom. They have some sense of it. They're actually rejecting it. They don't have any interest in pursuing it, and they love their folly in pursuing that. And then you get to the final stage, and that's of the scorners. And the scorners hate and despise wisdom, and they will not receive it. So scorners will not be corrected. Proverbs chapter 9, verses 7 to 8. He that reproveth a scorner getteth to himself shame, and he that rebuketh a wicked man getteth himself a blot. Reprove not a scorner, lest he hate thee. Rebuke a wise man, and he will love thee. Proverbs chapter 13 and verse 1. A wise son heareth his father's instructions, but a scorner heareth not rebuke. Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 12. A scorner loveth not one that reproveth him, neither will he go unto the wise. So again, it's not a lack of intellectual capacity or ability. So when the Bible speaks of a fool, it's not speaking of someone that's unintelligent it's not really a comment on their mental abilities at all. It is more a comment about their attitude and about their disposition toward wisdom. What is the relationship that they have toward wisdom? Are they careless of it? Do they despise it? Or do they just actively hate and reject it? So it's the attitude of the scorner, and again, that is that stage. It tells us in Proverbs 14:6, a scorner seeketh wisdom and findeth it not, but knowledge is easy unto him that understandeth. Ultimately, the scorner's fate is a wisdom reversal judgment. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 34, surely he, speaking about the Lord, scorneth the scorners, but he giveth grace unto the lowly. And so that will be their fate, if indeed they are not corrected from their scorning. Okay, so all the categories, these three different categories we've talked about, we sort of have mild to bad to worst. All these categories of fools, all of them are said to lack understanding. All right, so that's a two-word phrase. in the Hebrew, hasales, is lack understanding. Sometimes I think it's translated want understanding or void of understanding, something like that. But the phrase actually literally means lacking of heart. Heart, or which heart would mean mind or the will or understanding. So in this case, it certainly is they are lacking of understanding. They are lacking of wisdom. So all these categories of fools are all said to be lacking understanding. And it's seen in how they either cannot see the fatal consequences of foolish choices, or they refuse to see those fatal consequences of their choices of folly over wisdom. So just some examples. Proverbs 7:7. And beheld among the simple ones, I discerned among the youths a young man void of understanding. And that's the phrase right there, a simple young man, and he lacked understanding. Proverbs 10:21, the lips of the righteous feed many, but fools die for want of wisdom. Ultimately, fools perish from a lack of wisdom. Proverbs 10:13, in the lips of him that hath understanding, wisdom is found, but a rod is for the back of him that is void of understanding. And again, not possessing of wisdom. So in other words, in all these categories, they're all fools. But whether it's simple or fools or scorners, they're all fools, according to Proverbs. But there is a difference in the severity of their folly depending on the condition of their relationship to wisdom. So fools are those that they do not have wisdom. That may be the simplest way to describe it. They just do not have wisdom, and they do not want wisdom. So here's the definition of folly that I again, just sort of put in my own words. Folly refers to the natural born void of wisdom that must receive the instruction and correction of wisdom to avoid the fatal consequences of folly. And I'll go over that again. Definition: folly refers to the natural born void of wisdom that must receive the instruction and correction of wisdom to avoid the fatal consequences of folly. So if we look at this fuller here in Proverbs 1, in chapter 1, we look at a little bit of this fuller statement calling out, so starting verse 22. How long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity, and the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge? Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Because I have called and ye have refused, I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded. But ye have set at naught all my counsel and would none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord, they would none of my counsel, they despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. So you notice here how this call goes out to the simple, goes out to the fools, and goes out to the scorners. Turn at this reproof. Receive this correction and instruction of wisdom and live. But if not, then we're told they will be destroyed by the end. That God will scorn the scorner, and he will turn away the simple and destroy them, and the prosperity of fools shall slay them. So again, you can sort of see that wisdom reversal type judgment in each of those cases. The scorners are going to be met with scorn. The simple are going to be just allowed to just go their own way, which means they're off the path. I mean, they're going to go in the way of folly just because they don't have the sense to the wisdom to go better. And then the fools are going to be destroyed by prosperity. In other words, they're going to prosper in their pursuit of foolishness, and it will ultimately destroy them. But again, this call is going out. And of course, except that they be corrected, that will be their fate. So fools refuse wisdom, and they trust in their own understanding. So one of the ways to understand fools in the book of Proverbs is that they are going to listen to their own mind and their own thoughts and their own feelings and what have you over and above the word of God. They trust in themselves. Proverbs 12:15 says, "The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise." Proverbs 28:26, "He that trusteth in his own heart is a fool, but whoso walketh wisely, he shall be delivered." So, of course, this rejecting of wisdom and trusting in themselves is the exact opposite of what wisdom teaches us to do. So we'll end with this. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 to 7. "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil." In other words, don't be a fool. Okay, well, that's all of the lesson. Any questions on anything that we talked about here tonight?